FM 90.3 WJTL, the choir going back to 1989. Someone to hold on to. Trisha, before that, with enough. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Weather-wise today on the mostly cloudy side, high 78. Mostly cloudy then tonight. We do have a chance of maybe some heavy rainfall in the overnight. Low 63 tonight, high 78 tomorrow. Still a cloudy day tomorrow. Overcast, maybe some heavy rainfall. Mostly cloudy then in 84 Saturday. About a 30% chance Saturday of showers and storms. About the same amount of chance on Sunday with a partly sunny sky and a little warmer temps. Upper 80s Sunday. Right now it's 69.
Our friends Dan Whitwer and Jerry Heyer are here. They're talking about Jerry High. I made you higher, Jerry. Jerry Highest. They're here for Transport for Christ International. Guys, great to have you here.
Thanks a lot, Fred.
Thank
and Lisa.
You.
Yeah, awesome. Dan is for a little bit longer here, the Vice President of Staff Development. I understand you're becoming the president soon.
Yes.
Very cool. Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. And wish for your prayers, too.
Yeah, definitely. Tell us about Transport for Christ.
Transport for Christ was started way back in 1951 in Canada.
Okay.
And moved to the United U.S. in the late 60s. And actually, that's when Jerry and I first became aware of it, because our dads were truck drivers and part of that. And we were just little kids at the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, Transport for Christ, our mission statement is leading truck drivers and the trucking community to Jesus Christ and helping them grow in their faith. And so we have 40 locations across the United States and Canada where we have chapels at truck stops. So truck drivers have a place to visit with a pastor, to go to a worship gathering as they're driving.
Wow. Any great stories about how God has used Transport for Christ?
I think there's tons of great stories over the history, but in the last couple days, I was on the phone with our a chaplain in East St. Louis, Illinois. And he told the story that the chaplain had been in the truck stop. He came back to the chapel. A driver was just sitting on the grass there by the chapel, just dejected as all get out. And so he sat down and talked to him, found out that his mother had just died. So he was mourning the loss of his mother.
Mm.
And at the same time, his wife is struggling with cancer.
Wow.
And this guy just, he needed someone to talk to.
Yeah.
And the chaplain just listen, you know, shared scripture and encouraged him. But that's just one little snippet of how our chaplains minister.
Yeah, wow, that's really great. Now, you guys have your big warehouse in Marietta there. I drive by it quite a bit. So you're locally based.
That's right.
As
yeah.
Well,
earlier we've been in the Denver, PA
yeah.
area, and
yeah.
For the last 12 years we've been on River Road there in Marietta.
Yeah, wow, great. Now, Jerry, you have a big event that's coming up that
yes.
you guys love. Tell
yes.
us about this.
June 24th, a truck rally, and it's kind of like a picnic for truck drivers, and it's just it's like a family gathering. There's all kinds of fun kid things to do, kid events from like 11:30 to 4, those bouncy house things,
yeah.
petting zoo, face painting, a barrel train ride. You ride around all over the place. Tons of good food to eat and a lot of fun. There's a truck parade as well, about 150 plus trucks.
A truck parade sounds
yeah.
like fun, does it?
Yeah,
there's it's fun if you're not behind them.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's always a challenge with the local authorities is getting through all the stop signs legally.
Oh, yeah.
And they help us in certain areas as well.
That's
but
very
a
cool.
lot of family fun, and it's just like it is a huge family picnic. Evening concert with the Perrys, and we just have a lot of fun. There's an auction during the day to keep those occupied who just need something else to do rather than sit.
And where is that happening this year?
That is the Lebanon Fairgrounds,
right.
And we use up the whole fairgrounds. And so it is a lot of fun. And drivers really enjoy talking about their trucks. So if you're going to come, go ask them about their truck. They'll talk forever about it.
Very cool.
So that's on the Saturday.
Right.
And then on Sunday, the event continues.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And
on the 25th.
On the 25th. Yeah.
Right.
So at 10:30, there's a worship service and concert with the Perrys again, mm-hmm. the Southern yep. Gospel Group. And then at 11:30, we will be dedicating one of our latest chapel. So we take these trailers and convert them into something that people can go into, and that's where we have services. So we're going to be dedicating our latest one at 11:30 Sunday morning.
Very cool. Transport for Christ having their 36th annual truck rally. It's a big picnic, and then the next day their dedication and their church service. It's June 24th and the 25th. It's all happening at the Lebanon Expo. There?
Correct, yes.
And if folks want more information, can they visit you guys online?
Yes, absolutely. So go to Transport for Christ, and not with the number four, but with the word for, transportforchrist.org, and look at happenings.
Very cool. Transportforchrist.org. Visit online. The event's coming up June 24th and the 25th. We'll talk more with Dan and Jerry coming up in just a bit. Right now, Nicole Nordman, back to the music. This is Be My Rescue on FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for